is Absolute Rally, powered by the Kielder Works team. Cordless tools tailored for the world of motorsport.
Ho, ho, ho! It's the Absolute Rally Christmas Pop Quiz!
Hello everyone, welcome to Absolute Rally, Episode 10, Season 14. Congratulations, you've made it to the end. If you make it to the end of this podcast, tweet us, write to us, send us a carrier pigeon, let us know. Because after last year's Christmas quiz, I'll be honest with you, I nearly crashed my car on the way home listening to it last week just to try and get an idea of how bad it was. And the car wasn't even moving. But there you go. Anyway, before we go any further, we are going to announce the Kielder voices.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. Right. The connection, ladies and gentlemen. The connection. Everybody, most of the people got the voices right. Now, the man who got it right straight away, I'm gonna allow Ryan Champion basically to say it because he got it quicker than absolutely everybody. So, Ryan Champion, give us the voices and tell us what the connection was.
Oh, you're putting me on the spot now. I can't remember the voices.
You can't remember the voices?
No. No, not without hearing them again.
I can.
Go on, then.
Terry Hyman.
Yep.
Richard Burns.
Yep.
Peter Tankinen.
Yep.
Henry Toivonen.
Yep.
Come on, Ray.
You Marcus Gronholm. Gronholm was in there, wasn't he?
Gronholm was in there.
And...
Was it Penty? Was Penty in there?
Nope.
No.
No, Derek Ringer wasn't there, was he?
That would break the connection somewhat if Penty was in there.
Yeah, it would. Yeah. This is outstanding start to this quiz, isn't it? It's
just... What is that? Come on, put about my misery, Tony.
Spot on.
Dear God.
Have you had any problems with your car?
Not really, only between seat and driving wheel. That's all.
So I can go.
No. No, but I know I can.
But if you allow me.
Best in the world!
Okay, Derek Ringer, Terry Hyman, Henry Toivonen, Juha Kankkonen,
and
Marcus Grönholm, Richard Burns.
Yeah, that's more.
Trev said Derek Ringer.
You've just asked me to read them out. I've just read them out. What is the connection, Ryan Champion?
The connection is Percival Talbot.
There you go. So if you answered that, and those of you who have emailed in, your emails will be forwarded to the guys over at Kielder, and Dan has designed an amazing mug, which we will tweet when we get one, because we've not seen them yet. They're still in production. So we're hoping we're going to get them out before Christmas. And well done to those. And God bless the ones who kept trying. There were so many people who were so, so close. But just didn't quite get the connection. I'll be honest, I didn't have a hope in hell. I would never have got it. Ryan Champion got it instantly. Jack, where did you end up with it?
Oh, I didn't get it.
No. Trevor Agnew?
Well, there was more than one connection, as I pointed out.
There was.
They all competed in cars prepared by ProDrive. They all won the British Round of the World Championship.
Trev,
they all had tobacco sponsorship at some point.
Trev, this is like one of your answers, which I said was way too long in the quiz.
Let's get on with it, Tony.
Yeah, do you know what? Let's get on with it. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Absolute Rally Christmas quiz for this year. We've tried to do things a little bit different. We hope the boys might actually get some questions right this year. Obviously, last year was, to say, a washout. Jack Benny, did you win it last year? Were you victorious?
Yeah, for the last 2 years.
So you've got the trophy of the Absolute Rally quiz.
Well, no one got me a trophy.
No, all right, fine. All right, we might even arrange a trophy for this one.
You might get a mug this year.
Yeah, to be fair, yeah, you might get a mug. We could do that maybe. No, we'll arrange if you get the hat trick, Jack. We've got to get a trophy, haven't we? We've got to get something with some kind of engraving on of some sort.
Now you're stacking the pressure on. I don't know. I think I'm going to need some coaching from Trevor Agnew to.
Anyway,
yeah,
right.
I'm good coach. You'd beat me, like.
Yeah, right, boys. Before we start, we're going to do points. I don't know whether you remember, but basically, 1 point is the ding. 2 points for a bullseye, and if you get a. That's 5 points, so that's all you've got to remember. That's how simple...
Oh, I like the sound effects.
That's how simple it is.
What was minus five?
Minus five was, you've got minus...
You've got a
there
Jack.
You go. Now, before we start, Jack is currently on minus... before we even start the quiz, because of indiscretions prior to starting. Now, Trevor Agnew is on minus before he starts for asking for points on our text group. So there you go. We did mention that in last week's podcast. So before we start, Ryan Champion, you're in the lead. So
I'm just going to keep quiet at that point.
Yeah, well, yeah. That's what you did last weekend in Furnace. You were very shrewd. You were very, very shrewd. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, as you can tell, I have my three wise men of Absolute Rally for our Christmas quiz. There will be some Christmas themes throughout it. And the first question, which the boys got was, I'm just going to go through it now. So we've got it in some kind of order. Was question one, which I posed to the guys, I'm going to come to you first, Ryan Champion. Rally driver with the most Christmassy name.
Well, there's one obvious one, isn't there? It's got to be Elf in Evans.
Elf in Evans. Does it need an explanation, I wonder? No, it probably doesn't.
He's currently on the shelf without a seat.
Oh, Elf on the shelf. See what you did. That's going to be a front page of MM next week, isn't it? Jack's writing that down as we speak. Jack Bengian, what was your contribution for this? What Christmassy names with rally drivers?
Well, I had two. I had Alan Holly, who is still competing in a Mitsubishi Evo. I think it's an Evo 9, from memory. And also, I remember Gabriel Snow, who used to compete in the Irish Tarmac Championship in the late 80s with various escorts.
That's a plan.
I used to compete against them. Gabriel Snow.
Applied knowledge there, Jack. I'm going to give you. I'm giving you 2 points for that, because that's just that was just applied knowledge. Ryan Champion just got
Thank
one.
Thank you very much.
Where are we? We'll go to now. What I didn't tell you was, boys, I probably should have said this at the top. There was an answer that I was looking for. Right. There was what we call a golden envelope answer. And there is an envelope here. If you can hear the envelope, this is me opening the envelope. Now, if one of your answers matches what I have wrote in the envelope, then you will get a. If it doesn't, you won't. It's that simple. Trevor Agnew, what was your contribution, please, for rally drivers?
Give me the contents of the envelope. It has to be Jesus Pure Ass.
Oh, there
and you
go.
Helped you out in the pronunciation of that one.
Yeah, absolutely. Jesus Pure Ass. There you go. Trevor Agnew, you do get 5 points for that. Well done.
That is a worldie.
That is a worldie. It is, mate, honestly. Do you know when I wrote it down? I thought, do you think any of these will get this? No.
And it was actually an answer in last year's Absolute Rally quiz, I think.
I know that's where the inspiration came from.
And so. I still think it's called Hazers, but anyway.
It is. Let's not split hairs, because none of us have got enough of them to go around these days. As it stands, by the way, Jack is on minus three. Trevor is on 6 points, and Ryan's on 1 point. There you go. So you go after the first round of questions. And
whoa, didn't Trevor start on minus points for his little indiscretion in the message?
Yeah, minus one.
Oh, okay.
So there you go. I like the fact that you know.
Whoa, what about contesting points?
He hasn't got enough to contest points at the moment. Right. So we've got a round that's sponsored by Kielder. We've got the boys from Kielder who've put together three questions just for you guys. Where should we go with this one?
How about you ask the question, we'll try and answer it.
Trev, I'll do the funnies, you answer the questions. Jack Bengian, I'm going to make sure that Trev gets the hardest one out of the three for that now. Jack Bengian, who were the FIA 2-litre Rally Cup champions in 1996?
Oh, that's a tough one. How long have I got?
soon.
No, I don't think I know.
No, I'll put it out to the boys. Say
Trevor.
Your name. Trevor, go.
Sam.
Correct. Correct. Trevor Agnew, this one was wrote specifically for you. In 2003, PWRC, which was the only event that didn't have a European on the podium.
Oh.
And this was wrote specifically for you because I've been with the guys from Kielder this morning and they went, this is for Trevor. I went, right, okay, I'll make sure he gets it.
Really? The only event without a European on the podium, I'm going to go New Zealand.
Oh.
Oh.
Kurok's on fire.
I tell you what.
Jesus, pure ass.
I tell you what. If you give me the top three as well, I'll give you one of these.
Top three, Toshi had been there.
Yeah.
Karamjit Singh, maybe?
Nope.
Who else would have been there? Possum?
Nope.
Who's in New Zealand? Jeepers.
I'm going to ask you, have the other two got any chance to steal some points?
2003.
PWRC.
What about Kulig? He was European.
Nope. Trev, I think the ship has sailed now.
There's right. No chance for me, sorry.
Niall McShear?
Nope.
He's European, isn't he?
That's the point of the
that
question.
That was the question. Yeah, yes, that was the question.
Yeah, well done, Ryan.
But it was the question was that long ago that, yeah. You know, I've...
Okay, Ryan Champion, your question from the guys at Kielder. What was the first year in which Kielder Forest was used in the RAC rally?
Jeez.
Oh, you're a fighter. Wait, it's a stab in the dark. 1974.
Incorrect. Anybody else want to have a stab in the dark on this one?
I'll go 78.
Incorrect. Do you want to have a roll of the dice?
76.
Incorrect. 1961.
Was it?
Well, there you go. There you go. Well done, the guys at Kielder. Those flew out those questions. Right, we go on to... Now, I've tried to mix it up, as I say, this year. So there's a little bit of music. And I'll be honest with you, I was inspired by this because I heard a very interesting fact a couple of weeks ago when it was regards to the 1967 Mexican Grand Prix, where they couldn't find the Mexican national anthem. So they played what you're probably listening to now as I'm saying this, is the Mexican hat dance. And it got me thinking. I was thinking, well, music in motorsport, is there a common thing there? And I was looking for some kind of inspiration. I genuinely wonder what bit of music we could have for our runners and riders in WRC this year. And of course, the obvious two would have been Sebastian Ogier and, of course, Thierry Neuville. So I asked the boys to come up with pieces of music to sum up their seasons, is the best way of putting it. I'm going to come to you first, Trev. Can you tell us about your choices, somewhat unique, if you can tell us about your Sebastian Ogier one first and then what you chose for Thierry Neuville?
Well, Ogier, the big change, I think probably the pivotal moment of the 2017 championship when the chips were down in Wales Rally GB was Ogier's attack on the great Ormond Clendudno. Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
So he's the master at driving a gravel spec car in tarmac. He blew him all away again. So the obvious choice is clearly The Great Orm by the Clendudno Town Band. Now, the Clendudno Town Band are celebrating 100 years of entertaining music lovers. They're still bringing in the crowds with their breathtaking compositions. So from stopping people in their tracks at the Victorian Extravaganza to accepting the honour of playing for the Queen during her visit to Clendudno.
Now you're reading from minus 5 points of reading from Wikipedia. Minus five. I'm sorry, Trevor Agnew. I've got to stop you. Can you please go?
Just in second. Yeah. Was clearly Search for a Hero by M Sport People.
And we're not going there. Thierry Neuville, please. What did you choose for Thierry? Jesus.
Who, me?
Yes, Trev.
Well, after finishing first last in the championship for the third year in a row, a clear winner here is a song from his brother, wrote and performed from about Ogier, clearly. That's A Hard Nut to Crack by Aaron Neuville.
There you go. We got there in the end. I told you it was wrong, long-winded from Trevor. I think he's trying to just talk us into submission, boys, to be honest with you. I think that's where he's going. But you did get minus five for reading from Wikipedia while you were doing this. So we will go to Jack Benyon. Where did you go with your musical choices?
Well, for Sebastian Ogier, I decided to give the podcast a much-needed hit of rap music.
So you see, I felt, do you know what, right, before we go any further, I felt Trevor's was smart until he started speaking. I feel your musical choice is Teenage and Ryan Champions is Lazy, but we'll come to Ryan Champions in a second. Go on, sorry, you do continue.
Well, thanks for that. There's a famous rapper called Nas who came up with the album Illmatic. It's one of the most famous rap albums of all time. And
oh, I know it well.
He has a song called The World Is Yours, and I think that fits in perfectly with Sebastian Ogier, because whenever he competes in the World Rally Championship, he wins it. So I thought that was quite a good pick.
Right, and your second choice for Tierney Vell, please.
So I went with Thin Lizzy. I thought the Alan Partridge reference might please Kielder a little bit. A nice big thick slice of Thin Lizzy, and the song's called Hollywood. And I thought Thierry Neuville probably look at home in a Hollywood movie, but also the song is called Hollywood in brackets Down on Your Luck. And he had a pretty good season, reversed most of the mistakes he'd made the year before, and still couldn't beat Sebastian Ogier to the championship. So yeah, that was my second choice.
There you go. And last but not least, Ryan Champ, can I describe yours as lazy? Tell our listeners why I think they're lazy.
Well, you could say lazy, but you could also say incredibly apt.
You could say that, but I won't.
Well, I just did, because for Sebastian Ogier, I picked the 1991 hit from Tina Turner, Simply the Best.
Right.
Argue that he isn't.
Okay, no, I can't argue with you.
So there we go. It wasn't really
ill thought out, was it? It was like, oh yeah, he's the best, isn't he? Simply the best. There you go.
I was trying to work out the link to the 1967 Mexican Grand Prix at the time.
Well, I was just looking for, yeah, well, you know, I just wanted to get something a little bit different. To be fair to Trev, even though he ended up going to Wikipedia, to be fair.
It took me an hour and a half to get that answer.
Did he? Well, You lost 5 points for it. You'll never get those 5 points back. But anyway, for Thierry Neuville, Ryan Champ, I felt this one was slightly more thoughtful, to be fair.
Slightly more thoughtful.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that.
So,
for Thierry Neuville, I went for a track from 1992 when Carlos Sainz won the World Championship. And it was a track from Thomas Dolby, Close But No Cigar.
There you go. I like that. I like it. See, that you showed applied kind of thinking there. That was it. To be fair, you got a lot more points there for Senior Vell than what you did for Sebastian Ogier. Right, we'll do a little bit of a roundup of where we're up to. Ryan Champ is currently on 6 points. We have got Jack Bengian on 8 points, and we have got Trevor Agnew on 7 points, believe it or not, because he lost five. Can you believe it? How much more would he have been in the lead at that point? Which takes us quite aptly now to round four. Now, this is a bit of a heartstrings one, and I mean this, and I'm not joking. I'm kind of really, really serious on this. When I've done the last two quizzes, obviously I've reached out to various people when I've done it, and various people from, you know, Martin Holmes and Bex Williams and Julian Porter and Gary Boyd. And Henry Hill Prost helped me with last year's, which was incredibly difficult, as the guys know. But Henry sent me over some questions after we'd recorded the quiz as well, which I didn't use. And when I was putting stuff together for this one, I found them and I thought, do you know what? I'm going to do them. And I thought, why not? Why not? It's a good way of remembering Henry. I'm sure he'd love it, and I'm sure he'd like the idea of still being part of the quiz. So this round is dedicated to Henry. We can still have fun with it, because that's exactly what Henry would have wanted. So question four is the Henry Hope Frost round, boys. So Ryan Champion. Again, this was wrote by Henry this time last year. Who is the last person to win WRC events for two different manufacturers in the same season?
Tommy Mäkinen.
No. Boys, say your name if you want to have a go.
Jack.
Go.
It's just a random guess. Marcus Granholm.
No.
Trevor.
Go, Trev.
Seb Loeb.
No. It was Michael Ericsson in 1989.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
Mazda?
I think so, yeah. It must have been, yeah. Trevor Agnew.
Hang on, Trevor Agnew. Just read that question again.
Who was the last person to win WRC events for two different manufacturers in the same season?
Yes. How would that be? Who was your answer, Trev?
Can't remember now.
Okay.
Did he say Seb Loeb, by any chance?
I think he did.
Yeah.
Not a man known for driving for many different manufacturers until next year.
No, there you go.
Do you not spot the irony? What's wrong with you, man?
Yeah. He drove a Corolla WRC.
He did, but he was never going to win in it, was he?
Yeah.
Probably not, no.
It wasn't manufactured, yeah.
And it wasn't a manufactured registered car. Anyway, Trevor Agnew, name all the world champions who've won a title for more than one mark. I'll give you 2 points if you get all three.
Roar.
Yep. Brian Champion's rubbing his hands at this point. Got a pressure, Trev.
Oriel.
Nope.
Nope.
No, you're out. Boy, say your name.
Jack.
Go, Jack.
So how many is it? So can you read the question again? Sorry.
Oh, Jack Benyon. Name all the world champions who've won the title for more than one mark.
Kankanen.
Yes.
Roll.
Yes.
Oh, Sainz.
No.
Gronheim's the one, isn't it?
No.
Marco
Williams. Right. Do you want to? Name all the world champions who've won the world title for more than one mark.
No.
Jesus. Pure ass.
Can I have another go?
No, you can't because you've just realised that.
Oh, God, I'm stupid.
Ryan Champion, yes. I've got to push you. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Do you want to say it all at the same time?
Ogier, for God's sake.
Sebastian Ogier.
Crying out loud, of course it is.
That's pure as his sake.
Yeah. Jeez, boy. I tell you what, Ryan Champion, that was shocking. That was completely and utterly shocking. That's all I'll say to you. I'm not even going to do a round of the points at this point because there is absolutely 0 point to doing that. Famous people. I sent the boys a little bit of homework before we started this one, folks, and I said to them, can you give me some famous people who you feel possibly could make a good rally crew, you know, not necessarily for driving ability but for other reasons, something that they could bring to the party that perhaps would be valuable in a rally car. So we will go with let's go with Ryan Champion first.
So, celebrities that might make good rally drivers or co-drivers. I thought for a driver, there was one obvious choice. Now, he kind of has two sides to his character. Now, Mr. Bean was legendary in his Mini. I thought his car control was epic. So, I thought that'd make him a very good rally driver. But as we know, Mr. Bean's played by Rowan Atkinson. And Rowan Atkinson knows how to crash a car. And that is clearly a talent you need in WRC.
He can drive his Mini from the back seat as well, which is pretty cool.
Yeah,
and from the roof, can't he?
Yeah. So actually, if he'd driven for Fiat with a 131 a Bath, it wouldn't have just been the co-driver that they put over the rear axle.
Yeah, I'm having all that. This is all strong, Ryan Champion. This is all strong points. You completely and utterly back in the mix for this round. And co-driver, where would you go with that?
Co-driver. Has to be a local man to hear, a man that was he was born in Yorkshire, he went to school in the same village as I did, and he was known as a bit of a navigator in his time, and that
in the same class.
Captain James Cook. No, he's a little bit older than me. He wasn't at school, you know, when I was, but you know, I believe he was a handy navigator, could find himself around the world, and he was a local lad.
There you go. That's strong, man. That's a strong round from Ryan Champion, boys, by the way. That's a strong round. We'll go to Jack Benyon. Jack Benyon, who do you feel would bring something to the rally community? We'll start with you. With your rally driver.
Well, my experience of drivers, the key ability that they must display is the ability to make excuses for things that have gone wrong. So I thought, who's the best person at making excuses for doing a terrible job? And that's Theresa May. So she is my driver for this round. She's brilliant at making excuses. She could satisfy bringing more female talent into the sport, which would be absolutely great, as we can all imagine. She she couldn't be a co-driver because she couldn't even negotiate any way through Brexit. So she would divide opinion. She'd be a love-hate figure. And she's clearly agile enough to be a driver, as demonstrated by Abba dancing on stage.
There you go. There you go. Jack Benn, you're not quite as strong, but there's still lots of points there. And last but not least, Trevor Agnew.
Is he not the co-driver?
Sorry. Jack Benn, yeah, of course.
My co-driver, I thought, because I've got Theresa May driving, my car's going to be going very slowly, so navigation isn't really going to be an issue. So I chose Brian Blessed as my co-driver because I have five for that, Jack.
That's a hell of a call.
I cannot imagine anything more entertaining than sitting down and watching all live a whole stage of Brian Blessed screaming pace notes at Theresa May, because that would just be brilliant. And yeah, it'd just be there might be a bit of a ballast issue. That's the only problem with my plan.
Do you know what? I thought, Ryan, I tell you what, that's equal footing. Trevor, I hope you brought your A game to this particular question.
No, I'm going to save up some words with these answers for later on, if that's okay. So I'm going to go Jose Mourinho for the same reason, because, as we know, drivers have loads of excuses. He's got plenty on tap as a driver. As a co-driver, of course, it has to be Donald Trump, because he's absolutely clueless as to where he's going.
There you go. I think we'll do a bit of a. Should we do a bit of a round up on the points? I think this round's been a bit of a game changer. It has to be said. We've got Ryan Champion currently on 15 points. We've got Trevor Agnew on 12 points, and we have Jack Benny on 16 points, boys. There you go. He's come back from the brink. But the Wikipedia thing, Trevor Agnew, was your undoing. It has to be said. Your Wikipedia thing was your undoing.
Well, our listeners, how could we not tell the listeners about the Clandudno Town Band? Like, they love it.
Yeah. Well. This isn't this. Do you know what? I was going to do this at the top of the top of the podcast, to be honest with you. I was going to do this as part of question one, but just very, very quickly, let's do it as a one word, a one sentence answer, shall we say? Panto characters. Ryan Champion.
It's got to be the Pied Piper, because he's always leading, and he's from Germany, so he'd have a bit of a home advantage.
Yeah, okay. I'll have that. I think, well, some points for that, Ryan Champion. Some points for that. I'll have a bullseye for that. There you go. Trevor Agnew.
Aaron Hardock, because that was all the excuse I heard when I was looking at my wages from a driver.
Jack Benyon.
I've gone with Aladdin because his mastery of a magic carpet would suit the 2017 Aero regs very well, and he's got a ready-made co-driver in his pet monkey Abu. and he can make three wishes to the genie to beat Sebastian Ogier, and he still wouldn't beat him anyway.
What, Eugene Donnelly?
strong. Jack Benyon's brought strong game, boys. Right. We're going to go with the Gravel Crew questions that the guys from Gravel Crew they're pretty knowledgeable, Jamie Arkle. So we thought we'd let them pose some questions. So without further ado, I'm going to go into this one. Now, first one, we'll go with you. Let's go with you, Jack Benyon, right? Question one, set by the guys from the Gravel Crew. 1976 Scottish Rally famously saw four mechanics undertake an axle swap on Ari Vatanen's Escort by the side of the road. It's common knowledge the team flagged down a passing spectator and asked to borrow his. But can you recall the type of axle needed and what model and engine size of the car they liberated it from?
Oh, I think it was a Cortina.
I'll compass it to you by the others.
Trevor. Ryan.
Trevor, go Trev.
No.
Three litre Capri.
Bloody
hell. Yeah.
It was a 76 allied polymer car, wasn't it?
For an additional point, and again, we'll go on names. Can you remember the name of the guy who donated such a thing? It was mentioned in the interview, or, you know, in the piece.
Chuck McTavish.
No, Ryan Champion. I thought you'd know his inside leg measurement and everything, to be honest with you. On this one.
But it would have been an Atlas axle.
Yeah, it was. Well, from a 3-liter Capri, wasn't it? The guy's name was Ken Brown, by the way. Right, Ryan Champion. The details of Francois Delacour's leg break smashing midway through 1984 is well known. Not at least he totaled a mate's Ferrari F40 in the process. Can you name the make of the car he collided with?
Citroen ZX.
And it was 94, not 84.
Sorry, did I say 84? I do apologise, but Ryan Champion soon got it anyway.
Andy was wrecking for a local event, as in the guy in the Citroen.
Right, okay. Okay. It is a little bit. That's what Alanis Morissette was singing about when she brought that song out. Right. The very first, Trevor Agnew, come back. The very first Race of Champions was held in 1988, and the event has gone on to become an unqualified success, apparently. Can you remember which driver won it for the first time?
Didier Auriol.
I can pass it to the others.
Jack.
I think Ryan just snuck in.
Stig Blomqvist.
Incorrect. Jack Benyon. Go, Jack.
You are Kankanen.
Absolutely. Well done.
Can we have a bonus point for the venue?
I know it.
No. Okay, I'll tell you what, I will give you bonus points for. Can you name the rally cars that were used? Do you give it, if you can name all the rally cars, I'll give you a point for each one.
Quattro S1.
Yeah.
205 T16.
Yeah.
Lancia, like an Integrale.
Yeah.
I'd be struggling after that, honestly.
Any of the others?
No more to add.
And it was at Montpellier in Paris.
Trev, you got anything on the other cars?
No.
Okay. Manta 400 and a BMW E30 M3.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Some event. That must have been.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Let's go to Ryan Champion. This is prime for you, this one. Toyota built a pair of secretive development cars over the course of 1991. The Celica ST185 IS1 and the AE92 Corolla-based IS2. While never intended as competition cars in their own right, both machines ended up as test beds for the evolving Group 8 technology and have since been seen at the 2017 Eiffel Rally Festival. What did the IS stand for?
Don't know.
I'll pass it to the other boys.
International special.
No. Jack Benyon?
No, I don't know.
Ideal successor.
Good knowledge.
Yeah, there you go. That was applied knowledge from Jamie. Well done. Right. We will go to Jack Benyon.
The questions are getting easier.
Oh, come on. Jack Benyon, right. The Delta Integrale's final successful season was 1992. But can you recall with its final victory occurred and the name of the driver responsible?
Oh, that's a tough one.
Got to push you.
Auriol?
Incorrect. Put it to the others.
Well, I'll go Ryan.
Go. Go.
I think it was Italy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going Andrea Righini.
Yeah, you're right. My boss's favourite rally driver.
Ryan Champion. Fair play to you. Right, and last but not least, Trevor Agnew. Rally Spain was promoted to the WRC calendar back in 1991, largely thanks to Carlos Sainz's success and rallying's growing profile in the country. Sainz was a favourite to claim the inaugural home victory, but was forced out with ECU issues. Can you remember who did eventually win?
What year was it?
1991.
Nah, no idea.
Ryan.
Go.
Armin Schwartz.
There you go. You can have 2 points for that. Applied knowledge. Right. I've got a question that is for all three of you, and you've just got to say your name. Okay? That's all you've got to do.
Get the question right, presumably.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah. I'd like to think you know your name. If you don't, look inside your coat. Your missus might have wrote it on for you. Right. Question. This is, it's got a bit of a rally Ryan theme to this one, actually. The 1973 Safari Rally is notable for finishing in a tie with two competitors completing the 3,100-mile slog with identical times. The victory was eventually awarded to the car which had gone furthest into the event without incurring a penalty. Can you name the two drivers in question and who was ultimately declared the winner? I'll give you a point for each one of those. So, point for each driver and who actually won.
Jack.
Ryan.
Oh, Jack Benyon, go.
I only know one of them.
Go.
I think Harry Karlstrom.
There you go. There you go.
But I don't know the other one.
Ryan.
Okay. Ryan, go.
Well, it's got to be Shekimeta.
There you go. Yeah, 2 points to you.
In fairness, Jack, you got the difficult one there.
Yeah, I must admit. Yeah.
I thought that was the easy one.
Well, Shekimeta won it however many times, didn't he, in that period, so... Yeah, a draw on the safari. Can you imagine that?
Yeah,
who'd
be silly enough to declare one of those?
I know. Anyway, moving on.
Right, question nine. Believe it or not, we're rattling our way through this roller coaster of a quiz. question nine. Rally cars that should never have been. And I'm going to go to you first, Ryan Champion. I like big
butts and I cannot lie. This may be obvious, but I don't care. How could Citroën get it so wrong with the BX4 TC?
I thought you were going to say the C3 then, to be honest with you. But
you could apply that as well. But you know, the Peugeot 205 T16 came from the same family. It came from the PSA group. It came 3 years before the BX. Now, you might have thought, small, light, mid-engined, that's all going to work well. I tell you what, no, we'll build a heavy front-engine car with terrible suspension because that's going to work even better. Not only that, to make it even worse, they even tested a mid-engine Citroën Visa and came out with a BX4 TC. Why?
Ryan Champion needs a cuddle. Can we go to... Where should we go next? We'll go to Jack Benyon.
Rally cars that never should have been. So I tried to think a little bit outside of the box of this one and thought, absolute rally listeners are not going to be able to see that car while they're listening to the programme. So I thought I'd come up with something that sounded badly so that Tony can actually play it. So I thought, what's the worst sounding rally car I could possibly think of? And I remember seeing the Renault Clio R3 on Rally GB a few years back, and it is without doubt the worst sounding rally car I've ever heard. And here's a clip of it.
Now, you see, I don't think it's that bad, Jack, and I think it's that particular video doesn't really... I know that hairpin, that's on GB, and to be fair, a Fiesta ST didn't sound particularly nice around that start uphill hairpin. So I think you've been a tad unfair there. But anyway, we'll let the listeners make a decision. I don't think that was worth loads of points, because I think the Clio R3, when it's on full chat, sounds quite nice, actually.
Jack's talking about the turbo version, because when I first heard him say that, I thought, I used to remember when BRC was two-wheel drive only, the R3 Clio was the only good-sounding car.
That's the car. That's the car he's talking about.
No.
No, it's a turbo.
He's talking about a later turbo car.
Okay.
It's an R3T,
yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right, I'll let that one go.
And that same thing, because the DS3 sounded terrible as an R3 car. Mm.
Okay. And... Trevor Agnew.
You only thought that that was a bad sounding car. What about a Wartburg Knight?
Yeah.
Wartburg Knight, Eastern German car, originally designed by DKW, I think, which went on to become Audi, the four rings in the Audi four manufacturers. So it's three-cylinder, two-stroke, and the first rally car that I competed in, age 14, in North Armagh Motorcycle and Car Club, Shamrock Rally, February 1979.
If you're unsure, folks, just read Trev's Wikipedia page, because that's what he's doing now.
That's my theory. And the reason, so the question was rally cars that should never have been and why. So if I hadn't started competing in that, the listeners would not have to listen three times to work out what I've said.
And there you go.
Listen to the noise of this one, Jack.
Yeah, it is unique. It's basically like farting in the bath. That's the best way of describing it. That's the best way of describing him. And I'm sure, you know, if you don't want to fart in the bath, just listen to what we've just put out with Trev's particular story. Anyway, moving on to not farting in the bath. To keep the Christmas theme going, for question 10, and it is ultimately our final question for the Christmas quiz. I'm not too sure how this one's gone. It'd be interesting when I put it all together. We're going to go Ghost of Christmas Past, and we're going to go to Ryan Champion first. And before I bring Ryan Champion in, the reason why I've gone with Ghost of Christmas Past, what I want is I want drivers from any era that could come in now and still make a statement, could still mix it, could still take points, could still scare a rival into submission, perhaps. Ryan Champion.
Well, scaring rivals into submission is a specialist skill of this man. Just the eyes alone, Gilles Panizzi, he could definitely still do the business. He wasn't even intimidated by Francois Delacour, and there's an intimidating man.
He always
got the very best out of his recce, shall we say? And not only that, he did donuts mid-stage before they became mandatory.
Yeah, there you go. Lots of points for Gilles Panizzi. Jack Bengen.
I went with Gigi Garley simply because I think he's one of the most entertaining characters in the history of the WRC. And if you want someone to shake up a rally, he is the man for the job. And unfortunately, he would only shake up the bottom end of the top 10 or the top of the teens. But the madness that he would provide would be absolutely fantastic. And just imagine now we've got WRC all live and we can follow a stage all the way through. Just imagine being able to listen to some of the things that Gigi Garley would say or do coming to the end of a stage. It would be absolutely fantastic.
Just before I bring Trev in, we did, back in the heady days of doing Total Rally back in 2010 or 2011, we got Gigi Garley on his mobile phone while he was slightly drunk heading to his mother's house. And it was possibly one of the best podcasts we ever did for Total Rally because he was passionate about coming back to WRC because he was out of his seat at the time, and he was also passionate to get to his mother's. So there you go. If you've still got it, listen to it again because it is very, very funny. But there you go. Gigi Garley would be a great, great shout. Now, before I bring in Trevor Agnew, if you thought it's been a Wikipedia themed answers from Trevor Agnew, trust me, this one is unbelievable. Trevor Agnew, can you give me your Ghost of Christmas Past?
Yeah, Kimi Räikkönen, because he came in with WRC All Live. I would just love to see them trying to interview him at the end of the season.
That's not the answer. I'm pleased you've gone with Kimi. Is that due to the fact of what happened at the FIA Awards?
What happened at the FIA Awards? I haven't seen anything about the FIA Awards.
You've not seen him drunk at the awards?
No, well, what do you expect?
he was fantastic quality, and there was the main video, and then there's been lots of other little videos where you see him basically with like Sebastian Vettel in a headlock and things like that. Just generally drunk in banter, I think, that the boys put down to.
Well, if he's going to do that, you've got Galli battering his co-driver. So, yeah, that would certainly shake up the order, wouldn't it?
There you go. Boys, we're kind of at the end of the quiz. I'm going to do a bit of a total up of the points. Would anybody like to hazard a guess who's won?
Ryan Champion.
Okay, well, let's...
Jack Binion's in there somewhere.
So we're going to do...
thanks, boys.
10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. Oh, strong game. 10... 23, 10, 15, 20. It's third place. Trevor Agnew on 23 points. In second place, Jack Bengen on 30 points.
Ooh.
And the winner, and by a long shot, this year is Ryan Champion on 43 points. Strong, strong game, Ryan Champion. Congratulations on
Thank
being.
Thank you very much.
Is it totally over, though? Is there not a deciding question you asked us to come up with?
I did, but I'm not bothering.
We put all that effort in.
Go on, Trev.
Anyway, well done, Mr. Champion.
No. That's just, let's call this podcast extra. Are you talking about the livery question?
No. I'm talking about your bowl question.
Now, you see, I was going to put... I got into a little bit of trouble. Now, if you're not friends with me on Facebook, and that's fine. I don't expect people to be friends on Facebook. And it's always a bit funny, isn't it, when people add you and you don't really know. Anyway, I put a video out of my son going around our house in his push-along car, which he loves doing. And I set up a bit of a stage because my missus was away working. And what every sensible parent would do is set up a rally stage for their 13-month-old to push them around as quickly as possible. I decided to show the recce version of the video that we made, and I didn't show the actual stage time. Now, Jack Benyon's attempt to get it was so far away from yours and Trev's, it was untrue. Now, I'm going to ask you a question, boys. And I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll spice it up a little bit just to, because obviously second and third, there's only 7 points between you. There's 10 points on offer at this point. Okay. I'm going to put 10 points on offer. There you go. There's the 10 points. They're in the bank. They're safe. Right. Jack Benyon, when you worked out your time, what did you base it on? Did you work it on one lap or did you base it on the entire video?
I based it on the entire video. I thought you were doing loops at the stage.
No. Basically, it was one loop. Now, to be fair,
there was no merges,
and Ryan and Trevor, I don't know whether you guys spoke about it.
No, it was just Trevor went 0.1 of a second different to my answer. That's exactly what happened.
Yeah. Well, there you go. So,
I've got to be closest here. I can see me just catapulting past these boys, leapfrog, and this is it.
So Ryan Champion gave 34.7. Trevor Agnew gave 34.6. Jack Benyon obviously thought I was driving and gave 1 minute, 2 seconds.
Before anybody more else. Specific about the video. You just said but the video.
Why did the other two get it though, Jack? Ask yourself that question. Just saying. I was going to give you an opportunity there to reassess.
I know, you've made me angry now. I don't want to answer.
That's fine. Fine.
The answer was
33 seconds.
Oh.
Yeah.
Add those points, boy.
Yeah, 33 seconds. So, yeah, Ryan Champion is, to be fair, I think what you've done there, right, is you've beat Jack's two previous winning years put together.
I'm happy with that.
Just to rub salt in the wound.
What points did he finish on then?
Last year, I can't remember, but they weren't high.
What points did he finish on then?
The 53. Point Trevor's making is, Trevor's making the point that he should get the 10 points because he was closest. Even if he did just answer 0.1 of a second less than me.
Oh, no, don't put an excuse on it. If I'm closest, which is what the question was, I get 10 points.
Okay, well, you've got your 10 points, so that puts you in second place and puts Jack in last.
Oh, seconds! I'm happy with that.
There you go. You're happy. You're happy with that, boys. That is the end of the Absolute Rally Christmas quiz, and I thank you all for your hard work that you've put in. I asked you to do some extra work, which we didn't use, and I had to give you as much as what I could in order to make it all work. So I appreciate, and I'm no doubt the listeners will appreciate it as well. Thank you to Gary Boyd, who also sent us some bits and pieces which we didn't use this year, but hey, we'll use it probably throughout next season. We will be back next season, boys. Good news. The guys from Kielder have want to do more. They've really enjoyed what they're doing and they've enjoyed what we've done and they want to do more. And we're going to be doing some different bits and pieces with them as well. And, so well done. Give yourselves a pat on the back because we started the season unliveried and, basically we're works blessed now, to use a Ryan Tampin term, because we're backed by the Kielder Works team. So we are actually works blessed. There you go.
Good.
So
good.
Well done.
If only M Sport were in such a strong position.
Yeah, a bit different budget wise, it's fair to say.
Is it?
Yeah.
Just a smidgen.
Right, so that genuinely does bring us to the end of the quiz. Have we got anything we want to get off our chest before we wrap up? Because obviously this is our final podcast now before Rally Monte Carlo 2019, which one Rally Monte Carlo feels like it's a lifetime away, but we all know it's not. And 2019 just doesn't seem like a real number anymore for a year. Maybe it's just me getting old. But have we got anything we want to get off our chests?
Yeah, we should actually give the answers to the 2003 podium in New Zealand. The other two were Marcus Legato and Hamid Al-Wahibi.
just in case you get any emails or questions about
that. That's fair, dude. Shrev, that's very, you know, I was looking for something a bit more kind of high five. Enjoyed the year.
Thanks for all your effort, as usual, and putting all this together. There's a lot of work behind the scenes, and fantastic job, as always, and the resilience of carrying on, and the ability to get Keeler on board, and the other two guys for bringing their knowledge. I just fill in the gaps.
There you go. Thank you, Trevor Agnew.
I'd like to say Merry Christmas and very good health to all the Absolute Rally listeners in the new year.
There you go. And that's very apt. Well done, Jack Bennion. And Ryan Champion, your parting words for this particular season and, of course, for our 2018 podcast.
Happy Christmas, one and all, and have a fantastic 2019.
Fingers crossed. I can only echo what the boys have said there. It's been a great year, and I keep saying this, we wouldn't have been here without Kielder, and I'm not just saying that because they're a partner, a sponsor, whatever you want to be. They truly have got into the spirit of what we do and what we put out, and they've added to it. Obviously, we've done stuff with the mugs, they've done the headbanders thing, which has been amazing, and there is plenty more of that stuff. And you know, the efforts they're going to support young drivers as well, which they're going to be announcing in the new year as well, I think is amazing as well. So it's a fantastic story. It's been a privilege to be part of Kielder in 2018. I can't wait to be part of what they're doing in 2019. It just leaves me to say thank you to everybody that's contributed, all the guests that we've had on. We've had some fantastic guests. We will be following up with the second part with Derek Dornacy. Derek has been in contact with us as well. Derek was going to come back around the time that Ken Block was on with us to do part two of his amazing story. So we're going to be doing stuff, you know, already. We've already got that stuff lined up for January with Derek, and maybe fingers crossed, we can do some stuff with Ken as well. And yeah, so there's so much that we're going to try and cram into to the forthcoming season in 2019. But thank you all so much for spreading the word and getting involved and getting people to listen and sharing it around and everything else, because without yous doing that, I always say at this time of the year, we'd just be four people talking bollocks. I'm recording it and then hoping somebody downloads it. So there you go. And I wish you a merry, merry Christmas and a great new year. And give your loved ones a hug and tell them to download Absolute Rally. We'll be back in 2019.
Absolute Rally, powered by the Kielder Works team. Spread the word and download the podcast every week.